How you doing, Tyler?
Doing great. How are you guys?
What was your level of involvement and contact with the Raiders heading up to this?
We had some contact. Obviously, they were part of the Senior Bowl. I was on the other team. I was on the Detroit team, but definitely had some contact during the week there at the Senior Bowl, and had a one-on-one interview with them a number of times during that week. I thought our connection was very, very good, and I thought they were a team, you know, going into this that I thought was potentially very, very interested, and so it happened.
Obviously, your senior year didn't go the way you wanted, but how did that experience help? How do you think it's going to help prepare you for what you're going to face in the NFL?
Experience as far as my senior year or
yeah, your senior year, just in terms of what you went through.
You know, it was tough. It was a difficult situation. You know, obviously, we were number five in the country, a top five team my junior season after a great year, went to the Cotton Bowl, and you kind of go through a number of things. That test your character, test a lot about you as a football player, and I really love this game, and I think that I'm gonna be a better player because of it. You learn a lot during those kind of years.
Did you have any regrets about coming back for your senior season with the way things worked out?
Well, obviously I think you. After things pan out, you kind of look back and go, that wasn't necessarily, business-wise, this maybe a smarter thing, but I've always, the way I approach it, I know that's the way probably everybody else looks at it and questions my judgment, but my thought is I wanted to be the most ready, prepared football player I could be, and I thought the only way I could do that in order to enter the NFL would be to go back to school for my senior season. And, I think regardless of what happened and, maybe where you go in the draft, I think I'm a more prepared football player by staying in school. So in that regard, I'm extremely happy that I got that opportunity and still have an opportunity to play in the NFL.
Did you think you were going to go earlier in the draft? Are you upset you went in the fourth round? What's your reaction last couple of days? What's going on?
Well, I think, it's being such a different year in the draft, I did expect to go a little bit earlier, but I'm so excited. I think the situation, going into it, everybody said the situation is what is most important. It's not necessarily what round or what slot or that, but it's the situation. And I think the situation in Oakland is perfect. My dad's from California area. He's from Southern California, but definitely a lot of family out there. You look at the organization, there's a lot of tradition of them with three Super Bowls. There's a lot going on in the right direction. And I'm excited that I get to come in and compete, and potentially, have a chance of playing on Sunday and, lead the football team. So that's what I'm excited to do is get there as quick as I possibly can and start getting in the playbook.
That's just going to mention that they have, since they have two quarterbacks that have like a combined total of three starts, a new offense, so everybody's kind of starting off the same page almost. Do you look at this as a chance to come in and start as a rookie?
Well, I think any competitor would agree they want to play, they want to start, they want to come in and work. But, as coaches have talked to me on the phone, they say, we want you to come in and compete your tail off. And that's my approach. And, wherever that leads me, we'll see at the end of the day. But, obviously we've got three pretty good guys in there. And I'm going to come in and compete like crazy.
Tyler, have you had issues with concussions? Was it just the one last year, or have you had a couple? And is that something that concerns you? Are you cleared of all that, or...?
I had the one last year. Visited Dr. Collins in Pittsburgh, who's kind of the foremost expert on concussions, and very much cleared in his regard and got his check mark of approval. So I feel very confident. I played the remainder eight games at Arkansas, with no problems there. So, and took some pretty good licks. So I feel very good in that regard.
There's been a lot of talked about you about how you are willing to take a hit. Is that something you try not to do? So do you think you have to get the ball, rid of the ball quicker, or is that What kind of an issue is that?
Well, I think one, it goes back to we're playing in a tough conference, and we had to throw the ball in order to be successful. During the two seasons that I was there, we kind of struggled running the football. And so there are a lot of teams that were pinning their ears back and trying to pressure us a lot. And, unfortunately, it was just kind of in that type of a situation where a lot of times you had to sit in there and rip it because of the situation we were in at Arkansas. And as a quarterback, you're going to have to take some shots and compete to give us a chance to win. And I knew that. And then, fortunately and unfortunately, I was able to take a hit, but I think that's part of my game a little bit.
Looking forward to playing with Darren McFadden?
No question. I grew up here in Arkansas. I was an Arkansas fan and watched him, do what he did for the school and for the university. And obviously, he's done pretty well out there. So anxious to get back there with him and build a relationship and see if we can work together.
How much influence did Coach Petrino have in terms of your development as a quarterback?
Well, he's a tremendous quarterback coach. It's a quarterback university at whatever school he's at. The practice is tailored around the quarterback position. I think any quarterback that plays for him has an advantage. On a lot of other quarterbacks from schools because of the knowledge that he expects you to know and the amount of pressure and substance that he puts on the quarterback's shoulders. I think some years that's really, really good. Some years it's a little tougher. But I think I'm ahead of the curve in a lot of ways as far as a freshman coming in, as a rookie coming in because of what Coach Petrino kind of instilled there at the quarterback position. So I'm excited to get in there and learn and figure out what we're doing offensively. And I think we'll be ready to go.
Who did you talk to when the Raiders called?
I talked to Coach Allen. Coach Allen was one of the first people I talked to, as well as Coach DeFilippo and Coach Olson. Those were the first few guys I talked to.
Good.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. Thank you.